Welcome back to Kill Them All, the podcast about world domination. I'm Acerac, the undead wizard, here to interview another villain. But first, this week, we are sponsored by Clones R Us. If you're a villain, heroes are coming after you, or they soon will be. We already mentioned assassination insurance, but wouldn't it be nice to watch your enemies die slowly, roasting over a fire? Clones R Us makes the process of creating a copy of yourself quick and painless. You don't need any magic. Just show up, the expert wizards there will get the process started. Unlike traditional clone outfitters, they guarantee that your clone won't go insane and kill you in a murderous rage, or your money back. We have a wonderful guest tonight. Never seen the inside of a lamp, though they can grant wishes. All the way from the elemental plane of fire, please welcome Maharaja Phulon, the Fire Genie.
It's a pleasure.
Those are some blinged out braces you're wearing. Are those real rubies? And that feather headdress, are those emeralds?
Why, of course. I'm a Fire Genie, so I'm fabulously wealthy.
Tell us about your role within the Ifriti hierarchy.
Oh, it's rather complicated. There are all sorts of titles and honorifics doled out from the City of Brass. I have a small residence in the city, but my palace is in the Searing Fields. Anyway, I possess a moderately sized fiefdom in the elemental plane of fire.
What makes you evil, Phulon?
I'm a classic monkey's paw, Ifrit. I grant one wish every century. I delight in twisting people's wishes so that their lives are ruined. Or, at the very least, extremely inconvenienced.
That's a neat trick. Why don't you give us some examples?
Well, the classic example is when an adventurer comes to me to kill their arch nemesis. Maybe it's a lich like yourself. So what I do is, I look forward in time and see if that lich ever dies. Usually, that takes 100 to a few thousand years. Then I just pop, send the adventurer forward in time those 1,000 years. Presto, the lich is dead, and the adventurer is permanently out of time. Everybody they know is dead.
No, that's absolutely devilish.
That's old hat to us Ifrit, but thank you. Then, there are the love spells. Usually I don't even have to make any adjustments to those. Eternal infatuation is uncomfortable for most people. When new relationship energy doesn't dissipate, it becomes exhausting.
I'm amazed that anyone tough enough to find you on the elemental plane of fire would be that insecure.
Well, a lot of adventurers are quite young and naive. Just because they're tough doesn't mean they're very smart. I think it's in extremely poor taste messing with someone's mind that way. I mean, I've mind-controlled adventurers to walk off cliffs, and I still feel that way.
I love mind control, but yes, permanent mind control like you describe, it's just gross.
Yes, people carve a path of blood to find me. They travel through the plains on fantastic devices they commission, and then, finally, when they find me, I realize they didn't think their wish through.
What do you do when people ask you for riches?
If they don't specify a denomination, I give them currencies of dead empires. If they do specify a denomination, I make every coin 1,000 times heavier than normal. Or, often, they won't specify a time scale. That's an easy trick, too. I give them the money after they are dead.
Oh, you've got it all figured out.
I've had a long time to think about it, but sometimes people are clever enough that I just give them what they want. Mordenkainen, the wizard, wished for a particular djinn to be banished to the abyss. I hated that djinn, so I did it straight away. Then Mordenkainen went to the djinn's palace and looted everything. He became fabulously wealthy for that.
Ah, I see. So if the wish is in your own self-interest, you have no trouble just fulfilling it.
Yes, of course. There's no need to cut off my nose to spite my face. So my advice for those listening is, do your research. Find out what your genie wants. Make it a mutual exchange. And then they won't feel the need to outwit you. We genies have wants and desires, just like you.
Fascinating. Wishes as mutual exchange.
That rarely happens. Most adventurers are selfish and just see me as a tool. so I don't feel bad when I make fools out of them.
Nobody wants to feel used. What else are you up to besides maliciously fulfilling wishes?
There's always so much to do. I'm getting ready for a campaign against a particular djinn. One in particular, Maharashtra Jalak. There's always feuds going between djinn and ifrits. Then there are my business interests in the City of Brass. I sell pottery and fine art. Then there's torture. I torture people to get information. But I also just do it for fun. Go down to the City of Brass and see what I can learn about people.
How artistic. What are some of your favorite torture methods?
You know, people like to get really fancy with this sort of thing, but I prefer simplicity. I'm an ifrit, a being made of fire, so I burn people, and that's all I really do. But the way you approach it can make a world of difference as far as what you can learn.
Oh, I'm a fan of fire, too. It has so many uses, from property damage to personal injury to torture. Fantastic.
Comes naturally to me, more than anything.
Well, Fulan, thank you for your time today. We'll reach out if we ever want more advice on wish-making.
Thank you for having me.
What an eye-opening discussion. I myself have never messed with wishes. I thought I could never understand the legalese required. But with Fulan's help, maybe I could think about giving it a shot. I am certainly capable of conjuring up the magic. And yet, I am so content. I don't know what I would wish for. I'm so happy running this show and trapping and killing adventurers. I just couldn't ask for more. Maybe I could wish for an interesting guest to appear on this show, but that happens all the time anyway. No need to get otherworldly forces involved. If you want to be interviewed yourself, contact us in the Emerald Crater in Chult. And remember, kill them all!